Paula, we can certainly hear what's going on behind you. Give us a sense of what you're looking at.
Well, it's a large crowd, enthusiastic, but I'll say peaceful. They're holding lots of signs, just to give you an idea, Ed. Three signs in front of me, Black Lives Matter, fight racism and sexism, corporate greed is killing our planet. And then there's one homemade sign on cardboard I see that just says, yuck.
We can hear the chanting beginning behind you there. Paula, give us a sense of what people are saying about why they're gathering today. I mean, I'm sure there are many reasons.
Well, many reasons. I think it's fighting many of the policies that Trump has professed, particularly a lot of, there was an immigrant march here, and there was a woman who talked about her mother had been deported. And, you know, I talked to one young woman from Nova High School who had walked out, and she's only 15, and she said, I just think this was a wake-up call, and people have to stand together and say that we're going to fight these things.
And again, this is at Westlake Park. We know that these marchers, many of them came from two different areas of the city, the Central District and from Capitol Hill. It sounds like a significant gathering there.
I'm sorry, what, Ed?
Sounds like a sizable crowd in front of you there at Westlake Park.
It's a very sizable gathering, and I will also say there's a very sizable police presence surrounding the entire thing.
All right, 88.5's Paula Whistle live at Westlake Park, where you can hear a crowd has gathered to protest the inauguration today of President Donald Trump.